So for the last couple of weeks, we've been painting a picture about the different aspects of the Melacha of Hotzah. And it's easy to lose sight about what's the thread that keeps all these different issues of Hotzah together. So I just want to take a minute before we go into the Pratim of Hoshata and Zrika and Dalai Lama's Precious Rab, and just take a look back for a minute about the different aspects that we've touched on until now. So a major question, that most recent question that we did before this week, was the relationship between Hotzah and Achnasa. Which one's an Av, which one's a Tolda, and how different is that Tolda from the Av? And we saw three main shitas in the Rishonim. According to the Rambam, it seemed that Hachnasa is Hotzah, because the Rambam's indifference to the distinction of Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. So it seems, from the Rambam's perspective, that the question of which Rishus you're going into, the specification of Rishuyos, is not so significant. Balei HaTosfos are adamant that Hachnasa is a Tolda, and not only that it is a Tolda, in most places it seems that they hold it's a Tolda like the other Toldos of Hotzah. So you have here is the fundamental Machlokas. According to the Balei HaTosfos, we're very makbid on which Rishus you're going into. Rishuyos define Hotzah. According to the Rambam, it's not even a detail, at least in Hotzah and Hachnasa. It doesn't matter which. Malia Yule, Malia Fuke is a stipulation about the definition of Melaches Hotzah. In between those two shitos, we have the position of the Ramban, where the Ramban thought it's true that there's room to distinguish between Hotzah and Hachnasa, but Kol Akira Stavar Mimkomo Hotzah Karile. So that means that A, that Ramban and Daf Beis thinks that it's an Av, because it's the same Mechayiv as Hotzah, it's Akira Schefes Mimkomo. True, Mimkomo maybe Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, but it's the same Mechayiv. And Daf Tzadivav, the Ramban was willing to say that Hachnasa is a Tolda, but it's a higher level Tolda. Why? Because it has a similar Mechayiv to the Av Kol Akira Schefes Mimkomo Dami. It differs on a Prat. That Prat being which Rishus you're going into. So the Ramban is in between the Balei HaTosfos and the Rambam. Same Mechayiv, but we're going to acknowledge Rishuyos on some minor level on Tzadivav Mebis. Well, he's going within different Deos in the Gemara, but the point is that the Ramban could acknowledge that even the day that holds Achnas as a Tolda could acknowledge that it's a higher level Tolda. Okay? So Ramban, assuming that principle that he has in Daf Beis, that it's a higher level Tolda, because the same Mechayiv, the shared Mechayiv with the Av, extends even to Tzadivav Mebis. Well, Talmud Chaver. I want you to know that when we said Talmud Chaver in Shira, I was mechaving the day before to Talmud Chaver. I was talking to somebody and I said it's like a Talmud Chaver. So, Baruch Shekivanti. Yeah, why not? It doesn't matter how you characterize it. According to Tosfos, it's a Tolda. According to Ramban, it's a higher level Tolda. According to Rambam, it's the same thing. So that takes a position on how sensitive, how important do you think the definition or which Rishus you're going into plays a role in Hotzah. If you hold Hotzah is all about a Mechayiv of carrying, Akiras Keves Mkomo, so who cares which way you're going? If you hold the Mechayiv of Hotzah is about Chilaf Rishuyos, then the only thing that's significant is which Rishus you're going into. Good. That was the first thing we noticed. Pushing back a little further, so we touched on the question of the relationship between the Hotzah of the Ani and the Hotzah of the Baal HaBayis. And here again, we saw three different shitas in the Rishonim. According to the Rambam, we saw that he doesn't really build up the difference between Ani and Ashir whatsoever. Rambam doesn't really acknowledge it, not in Perush Mishnayis. In Mishnah Torah, he doesn't even give it a shout-out. Rambam's not so sensitive. He blurs the lines of Hotzah. Not so the Rambam blurs the lines of Ani and Ashir. Balei HaTosfos, they hold that you need one pasuk for Hotzah, the Ani, and another pasuk for Hotzah, the Ashir. But they don't really distinguish in terms of the character of Ani and Ashir, as we Akir pointed out last week. That the Balei HaTosfos just assume you need one pasuk for one, another pasuk for the other, but they never say that one of them is more fundamental to the Mechayiv of Hotzah than the other. The Ramban, however, and the Rashba and the Ran following him, so they built up this distinction between Ani and Ashir. That touches on a difference in the Mechayiv of Hotzah, whether you're doing a Maisa Meshicha or a Maisa Siluk. The Maisa Meshicha, that's the Iker Mechayiv of Hotzah. Maisa Siluk is some lower level. So you need one Pasuk or one Limud you need a separate Limud in the Mishnah to tell you both. So are these two questions related? Is the question of Ani and Ashir related to the question of Hotzah and Achnasa? pushing back a little further, so he posed the question about Hotza Malacha Gruah. Why is it Gruah? So here again, we seem to find at least three main views in these Rishonim. According to the Balei HaTosfos, Hotza Malacha Gruah is all about Rishuyos. Mali Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Mali Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. So, why is it that some Rishuyos yes, and some Rishuyos no? I mean, even in their definition of Malacha Gruhi, the Balei Tosfos are preoccupied with the distinction of Rishuyos. The Ramban, both here and in Shavuos, had a very different emphasis. The Ramban was worried, why is it that if the Mechayiv of Hotzah is Masa Kavid, so why is it that Masa Kavid is Chayiv Bechilof Rishuyos and not Chayiv Bifnim? The assumption being that there's some sort of Mechayiv of Masa Kavid. You don't want to read it into the Ramban. It clearly seemed to be that way in the Ritva, and it was explicit in the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Beis, right, that the source for the Aseh of Shabbos, of it's inconceivable that Masa Kaved and Chanuyos Pesuchos, that can't be Mutter, because the Torah asers Hotzah Kigrogeres. If Hotzah Kigrogeres is Aser, which is such a light carrying, Kol Shekein V'Kal V'Chomer, all these other activities are Aser. So for the Ritva, follows the Ramban on these points. So the Ritva thinks that the Mechayiv of Hotzah is Masa Kaved. What's garua about it is that we don't seem to be consistent in applying that Mechayiv indoors as well as outdoors. And the Rambam seemed to hold that Hotzah is a Melacha Mal Yasahi. Right, the Rambam never really touched on Hotzah Melacha Gruahi. He said, fine, that's why it's in the beginning of the Sefta, but the Rambam never built up any of the characteristics of Melacha Gruah. The Rambam even says that Hotzah is a Melacha Kishar Melachos of Shabbos. The Rambam may hold it's different, but the Ram definitely holds the maskana, it's a full-fledged malach. Maybe different in terms of guf shalim, of horios. But Hilchos Shabbos is definitely on par with the other malach. So are these three questions about the relationship between Hotzah and Achnasa, the relationship between the Ani and the Ashi, and the relationship between malacha gruahi, are they related? So according to the Balei HaTosfos, you have a very consistent picture. The Mechayiv is all about chilaf rishuyos. Which rishus are you going into, which rishus are you leaving? So that is three nafkamina. You're going to distinguish between Hotzah and Achnasa. And of course, Hotzah is going to be a Malacha Gruahi. Because why? Mali Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRab, Mali Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. The Balei HaTosfos point out the distinction of Ani and Ashir, but they don't make a difference in terms of the Pu'ula Sayyad. The Pu'ula Sayyad is insignificant in terms of Chilaf Rishuyos. What do I care whether I'm stretching into Rishus or I'm stretching out of Rishus? The Pu'ula, the mode of violation is insignificant so long as you're changing Rishuyos. If you want to push it a little further, that might be Tosfos Lashitatam also on Sadi Vav Mabes, not necessarily in the beginning of the Masechta. Mali Al Yidei Zrika, Mali Al Yidei Hotzah. Right, so long as you have the Chilaf Rishuyos, the mode of violation, how the Gavra does it, is insignificant. For the Ramban, you also have a very consistent picture. The relationship between Hotzah and Hachnasa is defined by Kol Akiras Chefet Mimkomo Hotzah Karilei. The Mechayiv is lifting up an object from its place. So therefore, the Ramban is going to say that there's not such an important difference in Hotzah and Achnasa. Where you go with it, maybe a Tnai, but it's not definitional. And the Ramban is going to say there's a world of a difference between the Ani and the Ashir. Or at least a Maisa Meshicha versus a Maisa Sila. A Maisa Meshicha, that's Akiras Tefas Mimkomo. That's taking the object out of its place, which is the Mechayiv of the Malacha. A Maisa Siluk, which is not as immediately relevant to the Mechayiv, so that's going to be a different Halacha. And Hotzah Malacha Gruahi for the Ramban will of course be about the consistent application of Akiras Chefetz Mimkomo. So why is it that Akiras Chefetz Mimkomo now is a problem between Rishuyos, but not a problem within one Rishus HaYachid? And if the Mechayiv is Akiras Chefetz Mimkomo, lifting up the objects, then why do we seem to have this arbitrary distinction? According to the Rambam, you have to say a little differently. According to the Rambam, what would emerge is that the Rambam also blurs the line. The Rambam is not so interested in Chilaf Rishuyos. That's what the Rambam holds. Hotzah is Hachnasa. It's just a matter of perspective. It's not about Rishus HaYachid versus Rishus HaRabim. The Rambam also, for whatever reason, not like the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't care about Ani versus Ashir. The Rambam doesn't hold the Malacha Gruahi. But what the Rambam does do, what no one else does, is the Rambam throws Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim into the Av Melacha of Hotzah. If he really held that the Mechayiv is about Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, So as artificial and as creative as you could be in saying that Dalet Amos Birshus HaRabim is a quasi or an artificial Rishus HaYachid, it can't be Chilaf Rishuyos. It's not a real Yitzhiyah from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim. Either because Al Pi Din, the Rishus is just not defined that way, or because the Rishus is always changing. So if your Mechayiv is Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Dalet Amos Birshus HaRabim can never make the cut for the Av. Balayatosis, Lashitasam say it, Dalet Amos has to be a Tolda. Okay, so that's just like a overall picture of some of the things we've been seeing until now. So the shaila now is how do Zorek, Moshit, and Dalet Amos, how do they broaden the picture of the Mechayev of Hotza? So let's begin with another central question that we've been raising. What does it take to become a Tolda of Hotza? Yeah.
So the Rambam, so in the end, what does he hold in terms of?
So if the Rambam would emerge like this. The Rambam thinks that the Mechayiv is clearly some form of carrying, Hotza. It's not per se about which Rishus you're going into. It's about carrying a certain Chashivas in carrying, which could be defined either by Chilaf Rishuyos, or it could be defined by Dalet Amos Rishus or Rabim. The mode of doing it is not significant for him. Which is Rambam Lashitasa, Rambam doesn't build up Kol HaKiras Chefes from Koma Hotza Kriyele. It's not about how you carry, it's just the fact that there is carrying. I think that's how it would work out with these things. For the Rambam? So the Rambam, it depends how you understand the Rambam by Moshe, which we'll see in a minute. Rambam has an interesting shita by Moshe, so it's not clear how that factors in. But definitely in terms of playing down Rishuyos, you have a clear picture in the Rambam, and in playing down the Meshicha versus Siluk, that's clear. Yeah.
Is that any significance to the Rambam's understanding of Avramod, the fact that he uses Shavuish Tachtav
here
in Dalet Amos?
In Shabbos, he quotes Shavuish Tachtav, or in Tchumen, he quotes Shavuish Tachtav? So take a look.
I'm pretty sure
Shabbos. I'll be surprised.
Here we go.
What parak are you in?
It's probably
very significant. Okay. It's very significant. Because the other Rishonim, for whatever reason, is against the Gemara in Tzadi Vav Mei Beis. Because the Gemara in Tzadi Vav Mei Beis says, Kol Dalet Amos Gemara Gemirila. Whereas Rambam's Rambam Shitaso actually, very nicely, that if you build up, well, I don't know, depends where, but if you build up the connection between Tchumin and Hotza, so then you could invoke a source of Shvuish Tachta, which applies by Tchumin and apply it to Hotza.
Which is probably also the square thing, which is Rambam's other crazy Shita.
That's actually a square.
And then you get five.
No, everyone holds that.
Do you get four root two?
I think so.
I don't think so. Yeah. People yell at the Rambam, but the Nosekeri yell at him for saying that.
They should have more respect for the Rambam, they shouldn't yell at him. Taran. Yeah.
So doesn't that sound like the case in the Mishnah really told us?
Yeah, that's Ricky Vager's kasha. That we're going to get to when we discuss Moshe.
So that just supports what Melvin was trying to suggest, that the Mechayev is some kind of Alichas Agavra.
Because if you don't have Alichas Agavra, then it turns into a Tolda. Could be. That Rambam's strange for other reasons. So it's not clear if the Rambam puts that as a Tolda just because he can't see. Let's wait. Hold off till we talk about Moshe. But it has to do with what the other Rishonim assume Moshe is very different from the Rambam's Mechayev Moshe.
Right.
That it happens to be the case in the Mishnah is important. But there's a much bigger Chiddush there in the Rambam.
Right. But he also has the other type of Moshe.
Right. But he thinks that that's just an extension of what you just quoted. Right? Rambam thinks that there's two cases of Moshe. There's one case of Daf Beis. There's one case of Tzadi Vav. Most Rishonim would say that Tzadi Vav is the only case of Moshe.
And he's that not just calling this Moshe, and maybe he thinks it's a completely different thing, its own isolated
field. Maybe. So let's hold up. We'll get to Moshe in a minute. This touches on another important question about the relationship between the toldos of Hotza to the Av of Hotza. What does it take to be a tolda of Hotza? So one source that you find is that it has to be, well, one possible source, I should say, is that you may need it to be, you may have a pasuk for some toldos of Hotza. The Yushalmi in the beginning of the Masechta. So the Yerushalmi quotes that maybe the source for Hachnasa is from the Pasuk of Vayikali Ha'amei Havi. What's not clear in the Yerushalmi is whether the Yerushalmi is assuming that Hachnasa is an Av or a Tolda. If the Yerushalmi is assuming that Hachnasa is a Tolda, then you have an interesting case where the Tolda is actually spelled out in the Pasuk. But it could be that the Yerushalmi holds that it's an Av. According to Tosfos on Daf Beis, you need either the Mishkan or you need Svara. Hachnasa, Tosfos says, comes from the Mishkan on Daf Mem Tesem and Beis. So something, a Tolda, needs to be in the Mishkan, Masha Inke, and every other Tolda. Problem is that the Gemara on Sadi Vav Mem Beis says, Malia Yule, Malia Fuke for Hachnasa, which is also a Tolda. So Tosfos ends up saying that it's either or. If you have Mishkan, it's enough to make it a Tolda. If you have Svara, that's also enough to make it a Tolda. And it happens to be that Hachnasa gets split along the lines of Ani and Ashir. Hotzah de Ani is in the Mishkan. Hotzah de Balabayis is a Svara Mali Ayule Mali Afuke. Okay, but either or is sufficient. According to Tosos on Tzadi Vav Mebeis, it seems like you need both Svara and Mishkan in order to become a Tolda of Hotzah. Okay, and this is all Tosos L'shitasam that Hotzah Malacha Gruhi. And in order to compensate for Hotzah being Malacha Gruhi and that it shouldn't have Toldos, so we require that it has more. We require that the Toldos be even more Chashiv than what we require in general. Another fourth or fifth source that we find for Toldos of Hotzah is Gemara Gemirila. So here you have Halacha Moshe Misinais that will determine that something like Zerika or something like Dalet Amos Bereshis Rabim will be considered a Tolda. So it's not sufficient to say, according to every day except for one day in Tosos on Daf Beis, it's not sufficient that there's an intuitive reason for this being a Tolda. Okay. The Shaila of the source of the Toldos touches on a very similar question about what's the relationship between the Toldos of Hotzah to the Av of Hotzah. So the Ramban on Tzadi Vav Mebeis already pointed out that even though the Gemara never has a shaila about the relationship between Shar Avos and Toldos with respect to Melech HaShabbos, when it comes to Hotzah and the difference between Hotzah and Achnasa, then the Gemara wakes up and the Gemara says, what is the difference between Avos and Toldos? And the Rabban explains, that's because Dafka Hotzah and Achnasa doesn't seem to have a different Hagdara. So even if every other relationship between Avos and Toldos is intuitive, for some reason the Tolda of Achnasa is on a higher stature and has the very same Mechayev as the Av. So then the Gemara says, why is this called an Av and why is that called a Tolda? Tosfos on Daf Beis seems to acknowledge from the Ramban it sounds specifically Achnasa, which is then important in that establishes a hierarchy in the relationship between the different Toldos. You have Toldos that are higher order Toldos that are closer to the Av, and then you have Toldos like Moshe and Zorik that are kind of in the background. Tosfos on Daf Beis echoes this point, not in terms of the objective stature of the Toldos, Tosfos on Daf Beis, but in terms of just when you look at the mechanics of the Maisa, so there are some Maisim that are more Doma to the Av than others. I mean, the Ramban highlights it in terms of the Mechayiv. The Ramban says, Kol Akiras Chavet Mimgomo is Hotzah Karile. So Nachnasa has the very same Mechayiv as Hotzah. Tosfos phrases it more in just Dam Yo LeHotzah. What's more similar? So Tos on the bottom of Daf Beis says the reason why the Mishnah on Daf Beis only lists Hachnasa and the Mishnah doesn't list Moshe or Zorik is because Hachnasa is the most Dome to Hotzah. Mm-hmm. It's Damile. Rabbi Yechiel Mipariz in Bava Kama, the Shita Mekubetzes, so he suggested that Dafka, the Tolda of Hachnasa, we met Sarif Lashir with the Av of Hotzah because it's Damile. Masha Enkein, Sharavos, and Toldos, which won't be Mistarif Lashir because they don't have that same kind of relationship. So there's a lot of evidence that points that Hotzah and Achnas are more Dome. The other Toldos, the Moshe and Zorik, seem to be more in the background. This seems to be against Tosfos on Tzadi Vav Mebeis. Tosfos on Tzadi Vav Mebeis, who said that just like you need Svara and Mishkan for Zrika, for Hachnasa, so too you need Svara and Mishkan for Zrika. If you took everything we just said seriously, Tosfos should have said very nicely, look, there are two different levels of Toldos. So Achnasa, which is a higher level of Toldo, that's sufficient to have a Svara, or that's sufficient to just have one. Zrika, which is a lower level, or other Toldos, those would need two different Mechayivim. There should have been room to be Mechalik. We are suggesting in Shit, there's definitely room, based off the Ramban, and based off Tosfos on Daf Beis, there's definitely, and based off the Rabbi Yechiel, there's room to be Mechalik between the the different toldos. So the first toldo that we're going to discuss in, after Hachnasa is Moshe. Where does Moshe fit into our picture of Avod Zav? Now, whenever you ask the question of how does the toldo fit into our picture of the Avs, so that's really two questions. The first question is, what's the Hagdara of the toldo? What are its features? How is it doma to the Av? The second question is, how does the toldo reflect on the Av? So, for example, we have this Mechayiv of Hutza, and then we have all these peripheral, or a constellation of Chiyuvim, constellation of toldos that orbit around the Av. So, are these kind of like separate Mechayivim? Hutza is Akir v'Hanacha b'Rishus HaYachid b'Rishus HaRabim. And then the Torah's Mechadish is a whole separate category of Hoshata, a whole separate category of Zrika, a whole separate category of Dalet Amos b'Rishus HaRabim. And the common property that they have is just that they both involve carrying. Or do you say that maybe when you see the Av has certain characteristics, and some of those characteristics are emphasized in the toldos, but things that you find in the toldos will also be megala about the very mechayiv of the Av? Just a crude example. So you take Zrika. So now do you say that, oh, since Zrika is just where the Chefetz is Mishana Rishuyo, so then you could see that also the Mechayiv of Hotza is Chilaf Rishuyos. Nothing to do with the Gavra, the Chefza. Or do you say Moshe? Moshe has Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim Be'emtza. So you see that the real Mechayiv of Hotza is not about an Akir and Rishus HaYachid and a Hanach and Rishus HaRabim. Or do you say no? Hailechudekai. The Yesod of Hotza stands, and the Yisod of Hoshata and Zrika is a separate Mechayiv. That's the methodological point that we've been making. So what do we find when it comes to Moshe? So the strongest formulation of Moshe being distinct from Hotza is the formulation of the Yushalmi in two places. The Yushalmi in the end of Zayin Beis suggests that really the Mishnah Ayin Gimel should have incorporated Hoshata as the 40th Av Melacha. And the reason why it didn't is for one of three reasons. Either it's because it's Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim whether or not Hoshata is an Av Melacha. I'll have to explain what that means. It's Machlokas whether it's an Av. So the Mishnah is only going to list Melachos that are undisputed. Or, says the Yushalmi, maybe it's because Kol HaMelachos Be'achas V'zo B'shtayim. It's not clear what that's referring to. According to one explanation of the Karban Eda, that means that you have two gavras who are involved in the malacha. According to the second explanation of the Karban Eda, it means that it's two of the same rishus. In Kol HaMalachos are ba'achas, there's one chilaf rishuyos. When it comes to Moshe, the mechayiv is that there are two rishuyos, two chilaf rishuyos. I mean, you're going from rishus ha'yachid to rishus ha'yachid, derech rishus ha'rabim, which means you have a chilaf rishuyos between the rishus ha'yachid to the rishus ha'rabim, a hotza, and then a hachnasa when you're coming back into the second rishus ha'yachid. That's the second day in the Karban Eda. And then the third day in the Yushalmi is that maybe this is different because it doesn't have toldos. Okay? Aga, the Yushalmi is against the Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Rashba. Because the Rabbeinu Tam in the Rashba says that the reason why Hachnasa has to be in the Mishnah is because otherwise you would have thought that it doesn't have, that Hotzah doesn't have toldos. According to Yushalmi, it's definitional to being in the Mishnah that has told us.
No, the Rashi was saying that the reason why it had to be in the Mishnah is because it has told us. This is suggesting that if by itself you don't have told us, you aren't included.
Right.
So Hachnasa doesn't have told us, but it's not enough.
Hotza. The reason why Hachnasa has to be in the Mishnah is because otherwise I would have thought that Hotza doesn't have told us. That's why Hachnasa has to be in the Mishnah. According to the Yushalmi, by definition, anything that's in the Mishnah has told us.
It's like a chicken and the egg then.
What?
Who would have known that?
Tos is not talking about the Mishnah, Tos is talking about Ayin Gimel. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashi about Ayin Gimel.
That's a chicken and egg thing. The only reason why we know that it has a tolda and then you can make that statement is because Hachnasa is in the Mishnah.
That's not true. The Yushalmi is saying that by definition, anything that's in the Mishnah has told us.
Because there is a tolda that was us.
No way. By definition, everything has told us in the Mishnah.
Doesn't have told us, we would have known that everything in the Mishnah and Gimel has told us.
That what?
If not the Mishnah's first paragraph, it would have said, oh.
Forget that. No one's talking about the Mishnah in the first paragraph. Talking about the Mishnah and Gimel. So why is Hachnasa there? So according to Bina Tam, it has to be there, because otherwise Hotzah, I wouldn't have known that Hotzah is Toldos. Meaning, the property of it being in the Mishnah alone doesn't tell you that it's Toldos. Right? But Yishalmi is assuming the opposite. Yishalmi is assuming that if it's in the Mishnah, it has to have Toldos. That's why Moshe, which doesn't have Toldos, is not in the Mishnah. So the Yishalmi is picking up on four properties of Moshe. Either it's disputed, or it's two different chilef or shuyos, or two gavras, or it doesn't have toldos. So those are all reasons to say why it is an av melacha, but it's an av melacha that's not going to be listed in the Mishnah. Either shtayim refers to two different chilef or shuyos, as opposed to one chilef or shuyos, or it's referring to two different gavras. The assumption being that when I do moshit from my rishos, if I do the hanacha in the other rishos, I'm not chayiv. I'm only chayiv if I give it over to somebody else in the second rishos seyachid. I mean, that's built into the machayiv of Moshe. Another important feature of Hoshata, which sets it aside from Hotzah, is a discussion that we have in the Bavli, that Hoshata, Shailah in the Gemara, is Zrika chayiv l'mala miyud, or Dafka l'mata miyud. Since the Machlokas are Rekiv and the Chacham in the Gemara and Daf Dalid. So at one point, the Gemara says that the machlokas depends on whether Yalfinan Zorek Mimoshit. If Yalfinan Zorek Mimoshit, that means you're chayiv for Zrika Lamala Miyud, because Moshit is chayiv Lamala Miyud. The assumption here being that the machayiv of Moshit is that when you take a chayfetz from Rosh Hashayachid, so you're lifting it over 10 tfachim of the Rosh Hashayachid, probably because you're on these porches which are already 10 tfachim high, and you're putting them into another Rosh Hashayachid. So you really shouldn't be chayiv, because l'mala miyud is always a makom p'tur. And yet, over here, when it comes to Moshe, so some reason you're chayiv l'mala miyud. Tosfos has two deos, whether this is really true, even whether this is just l'mala miyud or even l'mala miyud. Meaning, how different is Moshe from Hotzah? Do you say that it's a given that Moshe has the properties of Hotzah, with the added chiddush that it also has a chiyiv even l'mala miyasara? Or do you say no? Moshe really has a separate mechayiv bifnei atzma. So even though Hotzah is vadei chayiv l'mala miyud, Moshe won't be chayiv. So we have 2 days in Tosos really about l'mala miyud. How significant that is in disentangling Hoshata from Hotzah. With respect to Shnayim Sheasua, again, the Yishalmi seem to pick up that the mechayiv of that you're only chayiv for Moshe when it's Shnayim Sheasua. That's the Yishalmi on Zayin Beis, that's why it's not in the Mishnah. The Yishalmi in Yud Aleph Beis goes a little further. The Yishalmi asks, well, why isn't this a Patur? We say, Yachid Osa Osa is chayiv, but if Yachid only does Mikzas or Shnayim Sheasua are Pater. So why isn't every case of Moshe by definition Pater, because it requires Shnayim Sheasua? The Yishalmi says, Kav Chayis Avodes Halavim B'Mishkan. Which again seems to point to a separate Mechayiv. Especially in Hotzah, Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meiniach, right, so that's Vadei Pater. But for Moshe, the Yishalmi is saying, that's Chayiv, because that's Kach Darka Mishkan. Tosfos pushes back on that idea. Tosfos Stalin and Ralef, Dira Maskel, Dibi Akiva. And Tosfos says, no. Sorry. Tosfos on Gimel and Ralef, Dira Maskel, Basosa. Tosfos says, no. That even in the case of Moshe, you're doing, the person who's Chayiv is doing both the Akira and the Hanacha. The chiddush is that you have to be giving it over to somebody in a separate rishus, in the other rishus hayachid. But the ma'isa akira and the ma'isa hanacha is both done by the garvas of mechayiv. So according to this Tosfos, it's inconceivable that Hoshata could have a separate mechayiv from Hotzah. Since Hotzah is chayiv akira v'hanacha, so al karcha Hoshata needs an akira v'hanacha. But Yishalmi was fine saying no. At least on the surface, Yishalmi was fine saying Hoshata is a separate mechayiv, your chayiv b'zeh oker b'zeh miniach. Another seemingly arbitrary or difference between Hotzah and Moshit occurs in the Mishnah on Tzadi Vav Mebeis, where the Mishnah is mechalik between Biduta Achas and Shtei Gushtro Zo Keneged Zu. So here it seems to be, the idea is, the way Rashi understands it, is that you're only chayiv for making progress in Arisha Sarabim. Which means that let's say you have, let's say, Highway 80, which cuts across New York to California. So you're only chayiv for Moshe if you make progress. Say you're leaving New York, You're only chayiv for Moshe if you make progress in the direction of California. If the progress that you make is from Bergenfield to Teaneck, I don't know if that's cut over by Route 80. Is Route 80 cut between Bergenfield and Teaneck?
Sure.
So whatever. What?
Ridgefield Park and Teaneck.
Okay, so if you're making progress from Ridgefield Park to Teaneck through Route 80, so that's not considered a chiyuv in Moshe. Okay? So just the case is basically, let's say you have traffic on Highway 80 and you go car hopping with chafatzim, or you're passing chafatzim from one truck to the next truck. So you're only chayv if you're passing chafatzim towards eastbound or westbound. If you're passing chafatzim from one lane to the next lane, north-south, then you're pater. So why is that? Right, either way, you're being machlit. The trucks are reshus ha-yachids, right? The highways are reshus ha-rabim. So either way, you have a chilef reshus of reshus ha-rabim. So why are you only chayv for making progress in one direction? What?
Unless you're going to Canada.
Unless you're going to Canada,
still
in Florida.
Yeah, Mustami not going to Canada. Mylan recorded for some reason. That's a kasha on why you'd be going from Ridgefield to Teaneck, no?
That's me the other
direction. Oh. So, what's this? So Rashi says, Shekach Chaysa Avodas Halvim. The Mishnah says, Shekach Chaysa Avodas Halvim. So, how do you take that? Do you take that like the Yushalmi's point about Ze'oker Vezemeniach? Avdarko Bekach. That's just the way it happened in the Mishkan, and those are the rules that we follow. And Shiri suggested a different point, that maybe the mechayiv of Moshe is not just chila for shuyos. Maybe the mechayiv of Moshe is really about making progress in a rishus, through a rishus harabim, making progress in the direction of traffic. So whereas the mechayiv of hotzah is X, the mechayiv of hotzah is simply chila for shuyos, the mechayiv of Moshe says no. You have to be making significant progress in the direction of travel. So now, getting back to our shayla, so according to Tosvos, the Oker v'zemei niach and Yushalmi, so are we now saying that really in Hotzah the mechayiv is chila for shuyos? Let's say Zeoker v'zemei niach. There's a prat of Zeoker v'zemei niach that's pater. You have to do akira and the hanacha. But fundamentally, you see from the case of Moshe that akira and hanacha are dispensable. There's a tenai in the av that you have to do both. But from the fact that you see in the Toldo that you could dispense of Oker, Akir, and Hanacha, so maybe you see that the real Mechayiv, even in the Av, is that it's not about the Akir and the Hanacha per se. That would be the analogy in Tosus and the Yushalmi. For Rashi on Sarivav, the analogy would be, yeah, maybe in the Av we're Mechayiv for just Chila for Shuyos, but from the fact that Moshe is only Chayiv for travel and direction of traffic, maybe you see that part of the Mechayiv is making progress in Halicha. Or do you say no? Hai lechu dekai and hai lechu dekai. Rav Haigon has a very different understanding of Moshe. Until now, everyone's assuming that Moshe is taking from one Rishis HaYachid, Akira and Rishis HaYachid Zen, Hanachan and Rishis HaRabim, and Rishis HaYachid Acher through Rishis HaRabim. Rav Haigon quoted in the Ritva and the Rashba on Daf Tzadivav or Tzadites. So they suggest that, Rav Haigon suggests that the Mechayiv of Moshe is taking a beam that's munach in one Rishus HaYachid, sliding it over to the other Rishus HaYachid, without ever being nekar legamri from the Rishus HaYachid that it was in. So essentially it's like sliding things over, leaving part of it in the Rishus that it is. That's sort of Haigon's understanding of Moshe. So ask the Ritva, I don't understand. In order to be chayev for Hotzah, you need an Akira from one Rishus, and Hanacha in another Rishus. We assume, it's Mavur in the Gemara, according to the Pashtus of the Gemara later on, in the first parak, that if you are not totally munach in one rishus, you're not chayiv for hotzah. And the choru huadin, if you're not nekar legami from one rishus, you're not chayiv for hotzah. Mishnah has a case, the Gemara has a case about if you have a box that you slide half out of the rishus ayachid. Or somebody, the Gemara in Daf Vav, sorry, maybe the Gemara in Daf, hey, Gemara somewhere, has a case where Zara Koveres into a Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara in Daf Chesem et Aleph. If you throw a barrel into a Rishus HaRabim, and the barrel itself is too tall to be munach, to be covered entirely, it's 10 tefachim high. So the Gemara says you're potter. Why? Because efshar, if the barrel is 10 tefachim high, that the entire barrel is munach below 10 tefachim. So since you don't have a hanacha entirely in the Rishus, you're potter. So ask the Ritva, what do you mean? According to Rav Haigon, every case of Moshe should be potter. Because you're not nekar legami from one rishus, so you're not munach in the other rishus. So the chor, what you would say is that according to Rav Haigon, the Ritva is assuming that Moshe is just an extension of Hotzah. So take all the mechayvim of Hotzah, apply them to Moshe. Rav Haigon is saying no. Maybe the mechayiv in Moshe is not about Akira and Hanacha. Or maybe not even about full chila for Shriya. So what would it be then? So the way the Rashba characterizes Rav Haigon Shita is that if you would have done this activity before Shabbos, so then you would have transformed these two gustros into one Rishas Hayachid. Essentially, you've taken two Rishas Hayachids and you transformed them into one Shem Rishas Hayachid. We clarified after Shira, this is what we were... Daron asked about the formulation of the Rashi, and we said that's what we were saying. So according, what happens according to Rav Haigon is that you have a totally separate mechayiv on the surface for Moshe than Hotzah. So once again, so what are we saying now? So if you want to say Hai Lechudekai, so the mechayiv of Moshe is creating a bigger Rishas Hayachid, the mechayiv of Hotzah is Chila for Shuyos. But if you want to say that they're related, so you end up saying that part of the mechayiv of Hotzah is not just when you transfer Rishuyos through a Chifetz, but even by changing the Hagdara of Rishus, taking two Rishus Hayachids and combining them into one Rishus Hayachid, that's part of the mechayiv of Chila for Shuyos. And that's the mechayiv of Hotzah according of Moshe according to Rav Haigon. Yeah.
Could you explain
one
more time? How would the two be a single
Rishus? So the Gemara says that if you have two Rishus Hayachids and you have a beam that goes across them, that's four tfachim wide.
How would it be a single Mechayiv?
Chila for Shuyos. So instead of just saying Chila for Shuyos of changing an object's position from one Rishus into another Rishus, you're changing the Hagdar of the Rishus here. Because now you've combined two Rishus Hayachids.
So if I break down a wall,
put differently, like if you want to say, it's, I would say it's like the antipod of Tzadi Vav Mebeis. Why? Tzadi Vav Mebeis, Tosa says, Mal Yadei Zrika, Mal Yadei Hotza. Meaning, as long as the Chayfetz changes Rishuyos, that's clearly Hotza. Here, there's no Shinei Rishuyos of the Chayfetz. Right? The Chayfetz is Munach in both Rishuyos now. But the Mechayiv is that now you're Machlef Rishuyos. You change the Hagdar of those two Rishus Hayachid into one Rishus Hayachid.
So according to this, if I break down a wall of my house into two Rishus,
that wasn't in the Mishkan.
But then we can't say it's about Rishus.
Why? You could say as long as that paradigm existed in the Mishkan. So the Gustros, that existed in the Mishkan. But if you want to generalize it into any time you're building Rishuyos, that you probably wouldn't say. That's why the way the Rashi formulates it is like the Ron was saying. That the Mechayiv is doing something that now transforms these into a single Rishus Hayachid. Im Asan came Nibod Yom, Harei Hein Kirishus Achas. That's the critical point.
So here's the Chaikin, whether you not nailed into board before Shabbos.
What?
It's Mechayiv between whether or not you were Koveya the board or not.
Yeah, that's clearly that Mechayiv then.
But it's like you're only Chaikin if you put up
the
board before Shabbos, but didn't knock in nails.
I mean, if you knock in nails, you're putter?
If you knock in nails before Shabbos, if there's no board between them,
then there are two Rishus Hayachids.
And there are two Rishus Hayachids, that's fine. If there's a board and there are no nails, then you're going to be chayiv. But if they're knocked in, then it's one Rishus.
On Shabbos or not on Shabbos?
It sounds like if you knock in the nails before Shabbos.
Then what?
Then there are Rishus Hayachids.
Okay.
But the board has to be there before Shabbos.
For it to be a Rishus Hayachid?
Before you would be Chayiv on Moshe between these two Tzitzos, the response of the Rashi was that there needs to be a board.
The Moshe is taking the board from one Rishus Hayachid and sliding it.
That doesn't sound like that.
No, it's not what he says. Clearly, the Moshe is passing the board out.
That's what it seems like, but that doesn't seem like what the Rashi says, as he explained the pattern.
Yeah? And we'll have to look back at it.
Is there an alternative
to
explaining the Rashi by that?
Yeah, if you read the lines after what I read you, so it could be that's what he's getting at.
Okay.
That he thinks that now you're not chayav for Hotzah, but he could mean that either way. He could mean that either because now he's just telling you, look, v'haraya, you turn this into one rishus, so that you're not chayav for being mavir from one rishus to the other rishus. Either way, it's the same point.
Well,
because it's clearly not a mechayiv of transferring chafatim, I mean, it's clearly not a mechayiv where you've transferred a chafat from one rishos to the other rishos.
Right.
I'm saying the mechayiv might be, and Doron was saying, which we confirmed after Shir, is that the mechayiv, which the Rashba was saying from Rav Haigon, is that the mechayiv might be transferring these into one rishos ayachid. You're saying the mechayiv might be being machshir hotza later on in Shabbos from one rishos ayachid to the other rishos ayachid. I think it's a little too far removed to say that the mechayiv would be a hechsher of hotza, but maybe.
Could we use the
sfera
we gave in the Rashba a while ago
about the Ma'aser Rosh Hashanah? This is the ultimate stira to Ma'aser Rosh Hashanah because now you're taking away Rosh Hashanah.
No, well,
you're obviating Rosh Hashanah, so we're mechayiv you for.
Because it happens in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah.
But it's lamalam yud. Lamalam yud is makom patur. We don't view it as avi Rosh Hashanah. It's the same discussion we had this morning.
I didn't think so, but. According to Haggon, it's only Lamalam Yud.
Chor, yeah.
The Arsham Rishonim would characterize it as Avir Shisharabim. For example, the Kulbo, Lamad Aleph, says you're being Mavir from Rishas Ayafid, Rishas Ayafid through Avir Shisharabim.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to make of
that. Right, but I don't think no one thinks that it has a din of Rishas Ayafid, Lamalam Yasara.
Yeah,
I don't think so. Not that I know. By the way, the Tosa Rosh says the same Pasuk of Yotze Mitzrayim as the Ireim says. You see that?
As
the Rukeach says.
Yeah, someone told me after that
I thought it was a video. Yeah, it's okay. The only thing I've brought to mind is Doron's Kolbo over here that he's whipping out of nowhere.
I know most of my parents.
Why are we laughing at
that? There's another interesting, very important Hagdara of Moshit, which was brought up by Doron earlier. That generally, even if whether you're holding like Rav Haigon or you're holding like Rashi, the mechayiv of Moshe seems to be Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Hayachid derech Rishus Harabim. That's the case on Tzadivav Mir Aleph. And according to that Gerson the Yushalmi, that's essential to the mechayiv of Moshe. According to Rav Haigon and Rashi, that's also the mechayiv of Moshe. Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid derech Rishus Harabim. When the Rambam quotes the din of Moshe, so the Rambam just changes the din legamri. And the Rambam says that Moshe is any time that your hand is extending to another Rishus without your body. Now that's true that is relevant to the case on Tzadivav Mid Aleph, because it's your hand that's going from one Rishus Hayachid to the other Rishus Hayachid, but that seems to be almost incidental to the case, not the Mechayiv of the case on Tzadivav Mid Aleph. The Rambam learns that the Mechayiv of Moshe as a tolda of Hotza is that it's your Yad without the entire Guf going through the Rishus. So B'Kiv Eger on the Zasagos of the Rambam there is very bothered by this, and he says that's well. It's Yud Bey's test or Yud?
Yud
Bey's Yud. So Rav Kiveger says, wait, is that according to the Rambam? So Pashat Balabayis, that's Yado Lechutz, and Pashat Anya is Yado Lefnim, that's a case of Moshe. And the Gemara on Bey's and Bey says, Tani Avos, Tani Toldos Lo Tani. So it's pretty clear that this is a case of Pshitas Yad, and the Gemara refers to it as Avos. According to the Rambam, that Moshe is Yad and Moshe Tatolda. How in the world could you read the Gemara in Beis Amin Aleph and Beis Amin Beis and Liza Pitzarachian? If you had like the Yushalmi that Moshe Tzinav, fine. So that's what the Yushalmi, that's what the Bavli is saying. Avos Tani Toldos Lo Tani, because Moshe is part of the Av. But if you hold, or if you hold like the other Rishonim, that Moshe is Dafka Rishas Hayachid, Rishas Hayachid, this isn't the case of Moshe. Then you're fine also. But according to Rambam, that Moshe Tatolda and this is the case of Moshe, you're in trouble. So Kiveger leaves a bit Sarachia and doesn't know what to do with it. That sheet of the Rambam is the exact opposite of Tosus and Shavuos. Tosus and Shavuos held that the case, the paradigm. Tosus and Shavuos said. I'm sorry, it's not the opposite of Tosus and Shavuos. I'm sorry. It's okay with Tosus and Shavuos. Tosus and Shavuos didn't go as far. Tosus and Shavuos just said that Halicha doesn't need a pasuk. Ani and Ashir needs a pasuk because there's no Halicha Sagavra through the Rishiyos. But Tosu there is clearly assuming this is just part of the Av. Pshitas Yad. It's like an extension of Halicha Sagavra. According to the Rambam, Moshe is just a limb without the body. According to the Rambam, it makes sense why Moshe is Doma to Zorik. Because Zorik is also, it's a case, Zorik is just a more refined version of Moshe. Because the mechayiv is really when the gavra goes through, that's the av. A tolda is when even just a limb goes through with the chefetz. And then zorik is when the chefetz goes through without any involvement, without any association with the gavra. The last sheet of the Rambam is a little problematic.
It's problematic because Avodah Tani told us Avodah Tani, or it's problematic because why would it be Pater if it's Oshata?
No, even in Oshata you need an Akir and Hanacha. It's problematic only because the Avos versus Toldos.
Olam says like Toldos, that the same person has to go and Akir and Hanacha?
Yeah. Right, you have to Akir and Hanacha. I mean, because the Rambam doesn't think Moshe is a separate Mechayev. Rambam just thinks it's where your arm goes through and not your body. Good. So at the end of the day, our Shitos, when it comes to Moshe, as Navas and Toldos, is that the Yushalmi holds... Yushalmi in Zion Beis and Yushalmi in Yid Aleph holds clearly Moshe to Nav, and it's not in the Mishnah for whatever reason. Saying that it's an Av solves all your Hotzah problems. It doesn't look like Hotzah and it doesn't have to act like Hotzah because it's a 40th Malacha. It's not even Domet to Hotzah, it's nothing to do with it. The Balyatosos that, you know, hold it to the Balyatosos everywhere hold it to Tolda. And maybe that's why you find Tosos, at least on Daf Gimel, trying to say that it has the properties of Hotzah, Kira and Hanacha and whatnot. The Ramban on Daf Ayin Gimel seems to accept the Yushalmi, that is an Av, even within the perspective of the Bavli. It's very strange. So maybe according to that, you're really Chayiv Shtayim. For if you do Hotzah and Moshe, Bebas Achas, you should be Chayiv 2, Behalam Echad, you're Chayiv 2 Avos. The Ritva splits hairs, and the Ritva says that even if the Bavli held like the Yushalmi, that they're two Avos, they're not two separate Avos Lagamri, they're two Avos, like, and he compares it to like Zorea Notea, I think. Like what? Zorea Notea? Yeah. So he thinks that it's two Avos of the same Av. That would be a bigger chiddush, because then you're actually saying that Hoshata is part of the primary Hoshata, according to the Ritva, you'd end up saying that Hoshata and Hotzah are Avos, whereas something like Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is a Tolda. Achnasa, the Ritva thinks, seems to hold as an Av. So according to the Ritva, actually the Av is very heavy. Probably more Avos of Hotzah than Nara Toldos. We'll see. The Ritva is actually Mesupak about Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim. We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah.
Sorry if I'm going to hold it. It's going to take too much time, but I'm looking at the Rambam and I'm not sure where
that was
you're
my question.
Looking at what you're saying.
That was my question.
Ah, yeah?
I have no idea. He
all he says is, Azar Kirshah Sol Shirshah Sol Moshe, or is it Toldos Avot Yilchayim? So he's Mechadish that there can be a case of Moshe that's not Shirshah Sol Shirshah Sol Shirshah Sol Shirshah. There can be a case of Moshe that's not Shirshah Sol Shirshah. But...
yeah, but according to other Rishonim, that's the Hagdara of...
That's a Chiddush, right. That means he has a different Hagdara. Why does
right.
it mean, Davka, that his Hagdara fits the Mishnah?
What's Moshe? How is Moshe different from...
Maybe Moshe is... Maybe he has something similar to Haggai, where Moshe is somehow making... putting something... making some sort of bridge between Rosh Hashiach and Rosh Hashiach as opposed to Rosh Hashiach, or...
But then you can't have the Mechayev of Haggai, because Haggai has to assume it's Rosh Hashiach or Rosh Hashiach.
Yeah,
that's not the Rishas.
No,
that's not the Rishas. Rishas means one Rishas to another Rishas.
Just passing something. Like you have an item that's in two Rishas at once, and one person's holding each end, and the person lets go.
You think that's how the Rambam would understand it?
Yeah, it seems to be the
first one.
Are we asking who says the Rambam holds the Rishas?
No.
No, that the Rambam holds the Rishas Yachid, Rishas Yachid is fine.
Yeah.
That the Rambam holds your Chai for Moshe, even for just Rishas Yachid to Rishas Arabim. That's clearly what Rabbi Kivager holds. The Rambam's learning, correct?
I'm not looking at it.
You may, if you want to reread the Rambam, and I mean, yeah, I hear it. It's not so merchuk in the Rambam, but you could reread Mirshus Lirshus. Usually, would mean probably from one Rishus into another Rishus.
I think it does probably mean from one Rishus into another. I'm just wondering if that necessarily means that stretching the end is the Mechayev, or whether there's another possible Mechayev.
Hey, what would it be?
Like I said, no, you pass something. It's not that Mechayev. I pass you a board, and you take one end, we're both holding.
There's no Akira and Hanacha.
Right, that's why Moshe is different.
So Shaila is, how does Ram define Moshe in the other cases? So we'll look at it in a minute. We'll look at it afterwards. Good. The Ran against the Ritva and the Ramban, the Ran thinks that the Bavli has to reject the assumption of the Yushalmi that Zorek, that Moshit and Hotzah are two avos. Okay, so you end up with three shitas. You have the Yushalmi that's an av. Then you have three shitas in the Rishonim whether or not the Bavli could accept the Yushalmi. According to Ramban, yes. And then Lechora you'd be chayiv shtayim for Moshit and for Hotzah behalam echad. According to the Ritva, yes, but you're chayiv achas because it's the same av. Those are almost opposite perspectives. And then you have the perspective of the Ran, who thinks that the Bavli is absolutely inconsistent with Yushalmi, and you have to hold that that Moshit is a Tolda. So this brings us to Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim. Here again, the Yushalmi has the strongest formulation of Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim as a Mechayiv. The Yushalmi in Yir Aleph Aleph quotes B'Shem Rabbi Yuda that Zorik Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is Chayiv, and Rabbi Yuda Avi Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim Melacha Bifnei Atzma. The Rabbi Yuda holds that Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is a separate Av Melacha. So this is the strongest formulation. It seems like it would be a 40th Melacha again. And the Yishami L'Shitase would say that things that are Machlokes aren't listed in the Mishnah 9 Gimel. The Meiri, maybe working off this Yushalmi, the Meiri thinks that this may depend on the Girsos in the Gemara. The Gemara on Tzadi Vav Mebeis, which said that Kol Dalet Amos Gemara Gemirila, so it depends what Girsos you have. If you have the Girsos of Gemara Gemirila, then it means that there's a Misora that Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is a Tolda of Hotza. If you have Hilchasa Gemirila, then it means that there's a separate Halacha of Moshe Mesinai telling you that Dalet Amos are Chayiv. So the Meiri says, Yesh Gorsim Hilchasa Gemirila, and they hold that you're chayiv shtayim for Dalet Amos and Hotza behalam echad. It's two separate avos. This would that girsa would also be against the Ramban's assertion later on that you could only be chayiv misa for something that's related to a pasuk in the Torah. If you have that girsa of halacha l'moshe misinai, and that would mean that you're chayiv shtayim. Tosfos is adamant everywhere that Havara Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is a Tolda. So Tosfos just mentions it on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos assumes it on Tzadi Vav. Tosfos assumes that Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim has to be a Tolda. The Rambam paskins, not like Tosfos, that it's a Tolda, and not like the Yushalmi and the Meiri Yesh Gorsim, it's a separate Av. The Rambam paskins that Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is part of the Av of Hotza. That's kind of like parallel to what the Ritva did with Hoshata and Hotza. That's what the Rambam does with Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim and Hotza. What? The Rambam's Hachnasa is Hachnasa is Hotza. That's stronger than saying that part of the Av is Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim. Right. Correct. The Ramban, interestingly enough, the Ramban holds that Hachnasa, that Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is a Tolda. The Ritva holds that he's misupik about it. He's not sure. So first he says, Pirsh, this is on the Mishnah 9 Gimel, Motzi Mirshus L'Rishus, Pirsh V'Hachnasa B'Chlal, T'chol Akira Schevet B'Mkomo Tana Hotza Akarilei. V'hainu nami d'lo katoni amavir Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim, t'ahi nami akiras chevetz m'komohi, ki amokom Dalet Amos. So here the Ritva is assuming that Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is an av, just like Hachnasa is an av, because they both have the same achayiv of akiras chevetz m'komo, hotza karile. So the Mishnah doesn't have to say it separately, because that's what the Mishnah meant when it said hotza mirshus l'rishus. T'ahi nami akiras chevetz m'komohi, ki amokom Dalet Amos. So according to the Rambam, you have like this. According to the Rambam, this is what Yonatan is pointing out. According to the Rambam, you have Hotza as an Av. Hachnasa is Hotza. Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is a kind of Me'ena Av. It has a very similar Mechayiv. According to the Ramban, Hotza and Hachnasa have a similar Mechayiv of Kol Akiras Chepet Mimkomo Karile, but yet Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is a Tolda. According to the Ritva over here, from where I read, the Ritz was assuming that there's one common Mechayev for Hotza, Hachnasa and Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim. Yeah. According to the Rambam, Hotza and Achnas are the same thing. Dal Ramos Parshas Rabim is like an extension of that principle. So there are two primaries and there's an extension. And then Hoshata and Zorik are all Toldos. According to Ramban, Hotza and Achnas are not the same thing, but they're both Avos because they have the Mechai of Kol Akiras Chevetz Mdom Hotza Karilei. Dal Ramos Parshas Rabim doesn't make the cut. So that's not part of the principle of Kol Akiras Chevetz Mim Kolmo. According to the Ritva at this point, the Ritva is saying that all three points, Hotza, Hachnasa, and Dal Ramos Parshas Rabim, have the same Mechai. They're all Avos, and they have the same Mechai of Akiras Chevetz Mim Kolmo. What? And Hoshata, from what he'll say later. Right. And Hoshata. So the Ritva seems to be the most, especially if you say and Hoshata, the Ritva is the most universal applier of Hotza. There's a very broad theme to what the Mechayev is. Then, at the end, the Ritva says, Ve'efshar de Mavir Tolda, he, maybe Mavir is a Tolda. Meaning, the Ritva is misupik about it. He's not sure, he's the Efshar. After he just said that it has the same status of Achnasa. So it's very interesting. Why would the Ramban, getting back to our broader picture, why would the Ramban and the Ritva's second day, not his first day, why would they draw the line at Dal Ramos? So probably the greatest expression of indifference to Rishuyos is the Ritva, especially in his first day. But then the Ritva's Mesupuk, and the Ramban holds, it's true that the Mechayev is Masa, Akiras Chepes Mimkomo. The Shaila is, how do you define Mimkomo? That's also part of the Mechayev, Mimkomo. So according to the Ramban, you'll say that there is Akiras Chepes when it comes to Dal Ramos, Brishas Arabim, but Mimkomo is not as rigidly defined. It's a generically imposed bimkomo. It's an artificial resource that moves with you of what the Balamor says. And the Ritva is mesupa kuf about that point. How strong a mimkomo do you need? So by the way, if you take the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, so the Ritva is like remarkably l'shitaso. Because the real mechayiv of Masa, Hotza is a mechayiv of Masa. Hotza kigro geres, kol shekein, all other Hotza. So the Ritva here says, yeah, that's shared by Hachnasa, Hotza, Dal Ramos, Parshas Rabim, and Motza, and Moshe. Because that's the Mechayev. But there's room to waver on the Hagdara of Mimkomo. The Rambam, who never invoked the source of Kol Achiras Chevetz Mimkomo, so the Rambam is totally fine putting Dal Ramos, Parshas Rabim in the Av. Because Rambam never assumed that Mimkomo is relevant. That wasn't how the Rambam read the Mechayev of Hachnasa. Ram just said, I'm not machshav the difference between different Rishuyos, between what's a Rishus Yachid, what's a Rishus Rabim. So Ram will also say, I don't care about the difference between Chiluf Rishuyos and artificial Dal Ram Rishus Rabim. So it works out very nicely with their views on Hotza and Achnasa, along with Dal Ram Rishus Rabim, and how you read Kol Akiras Chevetz Mimkomo.
Can you repeat the Ritva
and Rosh Hashanah and how it's in the Rosh Hashanah? Yeah. The Ritva and Rosh Hashanah said that the way I know that there's an Aseh of Shabbos is because Lamed Beis, I think. The way I know there's an Aseh of Shabbos is because Torah asers Hotza Kigro Geres, carrying Kigro Geres. Kol Shekein Amasa HaGadol Hazeh. If the Mechayev of Hotza was never carrying, it was never really about schlepping things around, so how can you say Kol Shekein to schlepping? So Al Korach, the Mechayev of Hotza is schlepping. The Torah asers even easy schlepping. Kolshkin and Torah Aser is hard slapping.
Right. How does that relate to...
That's the Mechayev, Akiras Chevetz Mimkomo. That's the Mechayev of Hotza. So if the Mechayev is Akiras Chevetz Mimkomo, then of course Hotza, Hachnasa, Dal Ramos Parshas Rabim. Easy.
Why is that connected directly to schlepping as opposed to just moving a Chevetz from Rishus to Rishus?
Uprooting an object from its place.
Why is that necessarily connected to a heavy object?
Oh, because if it's about Chila for Shuyos, then it's much harder to put Dal Ramos Parshas Rabim up there, because that's not a real Chila for Shuyos. The real Mechayev is schlepping. I'll deny that there's some sort of transfer. So Dal Ramos Parshas Rabim is enough to make that tonight. If the Mechayev was Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid Rabim, then you can never stick in Dal Ramos into there. And similarly, Hotza and Achnasa. Gufa, because you hold the Mechayev, is not about which Rishus to Rishus. It's really about schlepping. The t'nai is that there's a boundary breaking. So yes, I don't care which way the boundaries broke. That's the idea. Good. The Ritva also adopts the Ramban's principle of Meshicha versus Siluk. I don't know, maybe it doesn't. I'm not sure about that. Shuas, he says Siluk.
No, yeah.
Not sure. Hold on, I'm not sure about that. Good. The Baal HaMor, so the way the Baal HaMor understands Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is that Kol Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is Gemar Gemirila. And Baharai, that they're effective even in Kinyanim. That if you want to be quoted something in Rishus Rabim, so your Dalet Amos work for you. So you see that there's a recognized Rishus of your Dalet Amos. So the Shaila that we raised on yesterday was but the Rishus moves along with you. So you should never really be Chayiv unless you throw outside of your Rishus. But if you're walking Dalet Amos, so your Dalet Amos move along with you. So why are you Chayiv? So there we noted that's interesting at the Gemara on Sadi Vav Mebeis actually jumps from talking about... The Gemara never really asks about Zrika of Chila for Shuyos. The Gemara really jumps to Zrika of Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim. That's why the Gemara jumped from Zrika to Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim. So the Chassam Sofer suggested, and this is also implicit in the Yushalmi in Yid Aleph Aleph, that the primary case of Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim will always be a case of Zrika. Because that's clearly a case where you're being Zorik from the beginning of, from your Arba Amos to outside of your Arba Amos. You're stationary and the Chepetz is moving. So even if the paradigm of Chila for Shuyos, for Otzah Hachnasas, where the Gavra is going through, the paradigm of Dalet Amos per Shisar Abim will always be a case of Zrika where it's only the Chepetz going through because that's where your Dalet Amos stays stationary. Okay?
So for him, for it's a lot more than you would say Zrika is an Av, or sorry,
right. With respect to Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim, Zrika is more primary Machayev than Havara. When the Yushalmi wants to know that Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is an Ab Bifnei Atzma, the Yushalmi quotes Zrika.
Says that Dalet Amos is the issue of taking out of the Ab.
Well,
the Baal HaMor says the Zrika part explicitly, or that we're
adding? No, the Baal HaMor doesn't. The Chassam Sofer says that. The Yushalmi, when the Yushalmi wants to know that Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is an Ab Malacha, so the Yushalmi quotes Zrika. Not a case of Havara. On Pei Zayin. On Sadi Vav Mebeis. The way to get out of that question is by saying what we said in Shir yesterday, that the Dalet Amos are defined by the Akira. So my Dalet Amos with respect to Yetziah Shabbos aren't defined by my Halicha, they don't move with me. They're defined by the Akira Sachifetz, which is the Tchila Sachiv, beginning of the series. That's Mechayev here. That's very interesting that the Akira could even determine what's considered the beginning of the Rishus and the end of the Rishus. A different approach to this whole, by the way, right, it's fine. A different approach, or one approach is to say, within the relationship between Otza and Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim, is that Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is really, it has the same mechayiv as Hotza. It's all about carrying, and Chila for Shuyos is a tenai, and an artificial Chila for Shuyos of my Tchilas Dalet to Sof Dalet is sufficient mechayiv. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is to say that there are two mechayivim within Hotzah. There's one mechayiv of Akira Hanacha Achila for Shuyos. There's a separate mechayiv within Hotzah of Halicha and Havara. So we suggested two nafkaminas for this distinction. Number one is Rashi and Sukkah and Dapnim Gimel, where even though the Gemara says with respect to Chila for Shuyos that if I do an Akira and Rishus HaYachid without Das to go outside and then I change my mind and I go outside, so that's not a Chiyuv because Akira was not Letzorach HaNacha. I didn't have Das to go outside, so there's no Tzir between Akira and HaNacha and I'm Pater. So Rashi on Sukkah Mem Gimel said that the reason the Gemara says that you can't blow Shofar on Shabbos because there Shem Yavirin Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. So why did the Gemara Dafka say Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim? Why didn't the Gemara say it's Achsha Hashem Yavirenim Rishus Yachal Rishus HaRabim? So Rashi says, because of this point, that if you picked it up inside, Al Das to blow inside, and then later you realize, oh, I can't blow, I need to go to a Chacham, so I'm not going to be Chayiv. Because the Akira wasn't Letzorei Achila for Shuyos. But it's a chash still. Shem Yavirinu Dal Ramos Peshus Ram. Let's say I'm outside and I'm carrying a shofar, and I only had intention to blow it within this amma or within my four amos, and then I change my mind to walk outside of my Dal Ramos. So then I'll be chayiv. Tosfot, how could that be? Where do you ever find a difference between this akira letzorech hanacha b'chiyuv between hachnasa and hotza and Dal Ramos Peshus Harabim? Tosfos kasha and Memgil Menalev. So the Kapos Tamarim suggests, no, maybe there's a different mechayiv for Dal Ramos Peshus Harabim. And with respect to Dal Ramos, so the difference between two amos, four amos, six amos, that's not a significant enough difference to say that the akira wasn't letzorech hotza. So you're going to be chayiv even if you picked it up al das to do two amos. If you change your mind, you're still chayiv. Because what do I care two amos, what do I care four amos? That shows you that the distinction of the Baal Amor is really an artificial one. It's not that every dalet amos is a separate rishos. So every dalet amos is a quasi rishos. But it's not a different rishos. But an akira letzorech pnim, which you change your mind letzorech chutz, that's already a shinoy das. That's one nafkamina. Second nafkamina is a Reb Chaim suggesting, yeah. What?
You
wouldn't
say this
is
against
the Baal Amor? So I just said. It's against the Baal Amor. The Rashi in another Nafkamina is suggested by Reb Chaim based off the Gemara in Ksuvis. What about Kimle B'Jamine? Reb Chaim suggests that maybe there's a distinction in Kimle B'Jamine for Dal Ramos B'Shus Rabim and Otsa and Achnasa. When it comes to Otsa and Achnasa, there are three potential Mechaivim. Yakira, Anacha, and Nechila for Shuyos. So maybe there, maybe one of those two, but the chila for shiyos will be prominent. Because that's the mechayiv. Maybe the akira, maybe the hanacha, but there's a shas ha-mechayiv that you could pinpoint. So you'll only say, kimle b'jabmine, if you violate Shabbos, b'shas chila for shiyos. Or b'shas ha-mais lechiyuv. If you're carrying, in between, you do an akira and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you walk 10 feet, and you break something, you continue to walk into Rosh Hashanah Rab, so you're not going to say kimle b'jabmine for the whole interim time. But, says Reb Chaim, when it comes to Dalet Amos Peshus Harabim, where it's not that there's one critical mechayiv of, oh, now I broke the Dalet Amos and I'm in the second Dalet Amos. The mechayiv is a halicha Peshus Harabim. So every moment of halicha, you could be walking 100 Amos, but every moment is shalchiv. So Reb Chaim says, then you'll say kimle b'jab mine throughout the entire duration of the Maisa Malacha. Because the mechayiv of Dalet Amos Peshus Harabim is not chila for shuyos. The mechayiv of Dalet Amos Peshus Harabim is halicha. There's a shir that you have to do Dalet Amos in order to be chayiv. But the mechayiv itself is the halicha all the way through. That's a suggestion of Reb Chaim. It's in the stencil on Daf Lamed Aleph in the Ksuvos. So that's the picture of the different aspects of Hotza, Nachnasa, Dalet Amos Peshus Harabim, Hoshata, how these different principles of Hotza hang together, and how the different toldos relate to the Ava of Hotza. So we're going to pick up this week with the relationship between Akira, Hanacha, and the Chila for Shiva.